Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pedalin, last daf in Perakan and Srafin, going into Perakan Nechnakin. We just had the two dots, and we are talking about all the people who are Chayev Misa Bidei Shamayim. We have the Brisa on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph that listed off all of the people, Tamei people, Zar people, and we just mentioned the Mechusar Begadim. We quoted the line in the name of Rabbi Yavo and in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, where they darsh in the pasuk bizman shebegdeim aleim kunasam aleim bizman sheim begdeim aleim im kunasam aleim, as if to say, if you take that pasuk literally and that drasha, that when the kohanim are not wearing their begadim, so they are not kohanim. Right, the Gemara says beferish v'havilu zarim, and they are like zarim. So one issue we mentioned yesterday is the issue of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and Lagos Mordechai about maybe there are two types of kedushas kahuna. There's one type of kedushas kahuna that apply. What does it mean? They're not a kohen. They're not a kohen lagabe certain halachos. For example, duchening and truma. Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, one has to suggest that's a separate din than kohen in the avoda. Doing the avoda, kohen doing the avoda, he lacks an element of his being a kohen if he's not wearing the begadim. But obviously, for other halachos, even if he is not wearing the begadim, we still say that he is a kohen. But separate from that, there is another major issue in the achronim that is discussed. Start with the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. There are a lot of Sefer HaMitzvahs issues on these dafim. The Rambam says in the Mitzvahs Aseh Lamed Gimel, 33. Mitzvahs Lamed Gimel hi, shenitztavu ha-kohanim lilbosh begadim yuchadim l'chavod l'safares. The Rambam says it's a separate Mitzvahs Aseh. The Rambam counts it as one of the 248, that Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna is a separate one. The Oz Yavdu B'Migdash, and then they'll work in the Migdash. Right? Big Day Kahuna is a separate Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. V'hu Amar Yisal, and he quotes our Pasuk, Yaziz Big Day Kodesh Da'aron Achicha L'Chavod Ulusaf Ares in Parshat Tesave. And then he quotes the Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen and of the Kohen Gadol. Separate issue, Reb Sadia Gaon counts two separate Mitzvahs, Kohen and Kohen Gadol. It's also an interesting idea. And then the Rambam continues, Kvar biyaru b'sifra, shalavishas begadim eilam mitzvah. And he says, v'yafal pi shehem betachlis hayofi, even though they are beautiful, shehem mizaha v'shoam v'yashve v'zulasam, minu avanam hayafos, they're all beautiful, lo yechave bohem hayofi, el lakayim atzivui, shetzivo hakel l'moshe levad. When the Kohen wears these beautiful begadim, they should think, I'm doing this l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah. V'ushe yilbash eilu ha-begadim tamed b'mikdash. Okay, that is the Rambam. The Ramban, right on the spot, on Mitzvah Selama Gimel, says, I beg to differ. I don't know why the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. Wearing the clothes in the Kohanim, wearing their begadim. He quotes, Ra'isi labav halachas gadolos, sheyimna osa, aval mana belavin, mechusar begadim sheshimesh. V'daitim zos lomar, tekiva deim belavishas begadim shlo b'shas avoda, shum mitzvah, eina ela hekshar avoda. The Baha counts the losase of mechusar begadim, but it doesn't count a separate mitzvah say, the wear of the begadim, says the Ramban, explaining the Baha'g, it's just a hechsher avoda. You wear the begadim to do the avoda. Well, the kohanim don't have to wear the begadim at home. So you see, it's a din in the begadim. It's a din in the avoda. Who chelek mi mitzvahs ha'avodim avod b'hem. So says the Ramban. I don't know why the Rambam himself agrees that you don't count chelke ha'mitzvos. That's one of the shorashim, that shorash yud beis. And therefore, I don't know why he counts wearing the begadim. He doesn't count making the menorah. He doesn't count, you know, all the different avodos of the karbanas. He counts a mitzvah of a karban ola, and the mitzvah of a karban chatas, and the mitzvah of all the different karbanas. But you don't count every part of the avodas here too. The Rabban wonders, why does the Rambam count Big Day Kahuna? It's just a hechsher avoda. Yes, I agree that you should count the asiyas ha'aron, but that's a separate din. You make the count of the aron, that's a special type of kli. But that's the machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. What's the answer for the Rambam? Well, how the Rambam answer? So, the Leif Sameach, one of the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, right there. You have the Megillas Esther, the Leif Sameach, the Kinas Ofrim, these are all the commentaries that always defend the Rambam. So, the Leif Sameach there has an important lashon. Va'ani Omer, Emes, She'im Avat Shlo Be'Begadim Avodas Opsula. You're right, if you do the Avodu Avodas Begadim, your Avodas Pasul. Avalo Bishvil Kach Him Chelek Mimena. That does not mean that all they are a Hechsher Avoda. V'hakasiv yochiach. The pasuk proves it. What does the pasuk say? That the Rambam quotes. V'yasiz a big day kodesh la'aron achicha L'chavod l'zefaris. To be beautiful. Doesn't say anything about the avoda there. Then tetzave. L'chavod l'zefaris. Doesn't say la'avod u'l'shares. Doesn't say that. Klomar, kidei sheyia b'hem mechubad mufuar mibein shar ha'am. It's to designate them and make them special amongst the people. V'chein heim ha'yilol l'simen ala kahuna. V'im kein mitzad zeh, continued the Leib Samech, roi shalavish ha'sabagadim timneh mitzvah l'atzma. It's fitting that it's a separate mitzvah. Ki kein heim mitzuvim lios mechubadim mufuar mibigdeyem. V'na'asim kohanim al yadam. That's a great line. They become kohanim by wearing the begadim. Not dafka for the avoda. Umiyo zekein, she'elo begadim mefa'arin osam. These begadim are mefa'er them. Umorin al kahuna sam, tziva od Hashem yisparach, sholu yiyu osan avoda beveis mekdasho. Separate thing. Ela bahem shegam zemi hagdala shmo yisparach umikvodo, she'echabduhu bebegadim naim. And the other mefarshim get into the act as well. But this is a major issue that the achronim work with. Are the begadim a din in the avoda? Or a din in the Kohen. Right? That is the way the Achakir is presented. And one of the nafkaminas is, right here, do you count that as a mitzvah? Another nafkamina. If a woman, right, the Tosfos in Kiddushin talks about this. What if a woman does the avoda? Or any other non-Kohen? A czar. Is there a problem of a non if Moshe Rabbeinu during the Miluim? Right? So those are all three examples. Right? A czar doing Shechita maybe. Do they have to wear Bikta Kahuna? If it's a din in the avoda, yes, din in the avoda. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a kohen, but he was doing the avoda during the miluim. Right, a czar doing shechita. Okay, in some way, shechita lav avoda he. But let's say it's an avoda. Do they have to wear begadim or not? So it's a discussions in the different makoros. If it's a din in the avoda, yeah, it doesn't matter who it is. It matters what you're doing. Masha'en kein, if it's a din in the kohen, so then they wouldn't have to wear the begadim. If the Kohen Gadol wears the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, that's mechus begadim. If he goes into the Kodesh, if he does it outside, in the Kodesh Kadashim, then he only wears the Dalad Bitei Kohen Hedyot. But a little difference. But if he does his regular avoda, that would be called mechus begadim. Right, but that still might be a din in the avoda of the Kohen Gadol or a din in the Kohen Gadol. You're not sure which one it would exactly be. But this is a big issue in the sukkah. Okay, let's continue though now. Says the Gemara. Umechusar kapara. Did we do this yet? Mechusar kapara minalon, the two dots. If somebody owes a carbon to the base of Mikdash, they were tful yom, they went to the mikvah already, and let's say it's even day 8, they already had shkia sachama, they can already eat shruma, the next morning, the morning of day 8, they have to bring a carbon, they didn't bring the carbon yet. So even there, they're not allowed to do the avoda. And if they do their chayav misa, minalan, amar rafuna, da amar krav, v'chipra, ala kohen, v'tahera. And the kohen will give the kapara for them, v'tahera, and then they will be fully tahar. Tahira mechlashi tamei up until now must be that your tamei. V'yamamar tamei shashimish b'misa. So here the Gemara says it must be your tamei, and therefore he is still considered a tamei shashimish. Interesting, we mentioned this yesterday. The Gemara does not say this by tful yom, three lines up. By tful yom, it doesn't say, oh, by tful yom, you're still tamei, and therefore kohen shashimish. You learn it from an imeno inyan, so you have an extra pasuk. So it must be a tful yom is also b'misa. A tful yom is lachora, more tamei than a mechusar kapara. Tful yom is an earlier stage. And yet the Rambam counts tful yom as a separate aveira, a separate isidaraisa of doing the avoda. So gotta work on that shita. Continuing. If somebody does the avoda without washing their hands and their feet, the Rambam also says, when he talks about washing in the morning for davening, bizman hazeh, he says you gotta wash your hands and your feet. Right, so we don't pasuk in that way. The Shulchan Aruch says you just got to wash your hands. It's Hilas Yadayim. He doesn't talk about washing his feet. But the Rambam, originally going back to the Kiyor, washing hands and feet. Dichsiv, bivoam elo amoed yirchatsu mayim velo yamusu. When they go to the Olamoed, they wash their hands and feet. Velo yamusu, and they don't die if they do this. V'shesu yayin, dichsiv. How do you know if you do the avoda when you're drunk? Also chayim misa, yayin dichsiv, v'yayin v'shecha loteisht, v'chulu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen after his sons died. Right? So Chazal knew one of the opinions of what they did was that they went into the Beis HaMikdash drunk. Uprui Rosh Dechsiv. What happened if they go in without having gotten a haircut? Dechsiv. Rosham Lo Yigalechu. Ufera Lo Yishalechu. Pasuk in Yecheskel. They Rosham Lo Yigalechu. They shouldn't shave their heads on a mace. Ufer lo yishalecho. They shouldn't grow their hair long either. V'ksiv basrei. Right afterwards it says, v'yayin lo yishtu. So you see, iskish perurei rosh l'shtuya yayin. We make a hekish in the pasuk in Yechezkel. Same pasuk talks about growing the hair long and drinking wine. So, mashtuya yayin b'misa, af perurei rosh b'misa. 2 points on this idea. That is, number one is the Ran. The Ran, not here, but we had the same Gemara back in the second parak on Daf Chav Beis. And the Ran there wonders why the Gemara here calls a pasuk in Yechezkel. Is there a pasuk in the Torah that talks about this? It's a pasuk in the Torah. He asked the Ran, Lamele Lamele Puri Rosh B'misa Midivri Kabbalah Mikra Malev Ayomar Hashem Al Aaron Rasheichem Al Tifro V'lo Samusu. Already somebody have to run to Yechezkel for. You have a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah already just tells them that Aaron's sons, after they lost their brothers, so don't do this. Ikal Meimar says the Ran, Tiyahit Sava Eino L'doros. You might have thought that maybe that Sivui earlier in the Torah, that wasn't for generations. V'lo Haisa La Rasha L'bnei Aaron Shlo Yu Parinu Formin Alameis B'Shul Shayu Mechanchin HaBayis B'Meham Miluim. During the Miluim, you might have thought there are different rules. These miluim, this is setting the stage for all of history. So now you have these halachas. Do they apply forever? Who knows? And that was even not during the avodah. They couldn't drink wine for a week because they had to do the chinuch habayis. For sure, when it's not their turn in the Beis HaMikdash, so then they could do whatever they want. Right? They could drink wine during the other 48 weeks. Excuse me, they don't do the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. We had a Gemara in Tainus, I think, that discussed maybe Bizman Azeh, there are some Shitas that Kohanim can never drink wine. Because maybe Harry, but if they don't know, which Kohanim nowadays don't know what Mishmar they're from, which 2 weeks of the year they were supposed to work. So maybe Kohanim shouldn't be able to drink wine today. Mashiach's going to come today. Well, not today, it's Erev Shabbos, right? So it's Mashiach's going to come on Sunday, that's the next time. And maybe, okay, it's your turn. What? I just had a cup of wine. I can't do the avodah. So maybe they shouldn't be able to drink wine ever. Right, so says the Ran, Ladoros, this Vade, no way, sir, if you know for sure it's not your day, so maybe you would have interpreted that pasuk in the Torah only as a Rasha for the Bnei Aaron during the Yemei HaChinuch. That's why we have to run to a pasuk in Yechezkel in order to help us out. That's number one. Number two is another.
How do you tell on any mitzvah
whether it's the Shaita Ladoros? How do you know if it's any mitzvah Shaita Ladoros? Based on Svara. You have to look, should this be limited at all? Most mitzvahs is where tzitzis. So why should tzitzis be limited at all? This was specifically during the Chanukah Sabayis. So you could have had a different standard there. There were certain karbonos that were brought during Chanukah Sabayis that were never brought ever. There were certain karbonos that were burned during Chanukah Sabayis. Right? Rules were broken then. So you might have said that was different. That was different. But there is an interesting, again, Rambam and Ramban, relating to Prurei Rosh and going in Shalom Rachas Yudayim Baraglayim. The Rambam says, Yireli, right? Yireli always means, I don't have a source for this. I'm thinking about this myself. The Rambam says that Kol Kohen, this is in B.S. Mikdash Aleph Tezvav, Shakol Kohen Akasher La'avoda, Im Nichnas Ben HaMizbeach V'lefnim, V'ushasu Yayin O'Shikar, Mishar Meshakrin, if he goes by the Mizbeach, and he's drunk, O Parua Rosh, or he has long hair, O Karua Begadim, or his clothing is, his Begadim is ripped, or, you know, he's not wearing the Begadim, Kedar Shekarna Lamesim, Afal Pi Shalo Avar Avoda, Hareze Loke. Wow. The Rambam holds, there's an Isser Daraisa for the Kohen in this state to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Forget Avoda. The Rambam says, if a Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes near the Mizbeach, Isser Daraisa. You don't get Misa for that. But the Rambam says it's already knisa. That's called in the Gemara biarekanis, right? An empty entrance. You're going in for nothing. What are you going in for? Biarekanis. That's the Rambam. Hovahu roi lavoda v'nichnas b'shas avoda menuval kacha v'hari umuzah shalayikanis loke. That is the Rambam. The Ravid right here and the Ramban. What are you talking about? Okay, maybe it's an Isser Darabanan. It's an Isser Daraisa to walk into the base of Megiddo drunk. No, so do the avodah. Do the avodah. What are they jumping just to walk into the Beis HaMikdash? That's another machlokas, Rambam Ramban. It's no, the Rambam says just walking into the place.
Otherwise, only
to Chaim Malkus. Only Chaim Malkus, because that's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban, he's quoted here in the Ketzer Mishnah. He says, Mimanoshach, the Pasuk is talking about Misa. So if there's an Issa Daraisa, she'd be Chaim Misa. If there's always the Raisa, she'd be Chaim nothing. So the question is what the source of the Rambam is. He says it's Yirali. your Ali. So maybe it's no source. But that's the kasha. He says liashi divrei Rabba. Maybe he quotes. Maybe a source is a Gemara Yuma Malos Daraisa, or the first parak in Kalim that talks about the levels of kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe that's a concept of on a Daraisa level. Maybe that's his source. So if you're going up one level, so then it would be Daraisa. But that is Rambam Ramban and Bias Mikdash again Aleph Tes Vav going into the Beis Hamikdash even without doing the avodah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Avol, Arel, Onain, Yoshev. But if somebody is an Arel, as we discussed yesterday, what an Arel is, Onain, if somebody has lost one of their seven relatives, Yoshev, or if somebody does the Avoda sitting, Biashara. All those three people, they're also Mechalo the Avoda is no good, but there's no Misa. Those are just Isurei Daraisa. Arel min Alan, how do we know Arel? Amar Rav Chisda, Davar Zem, Mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu. We never knew this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Achav Yecheskel ben Buzi v'lamanu. Until Yecheskel taught us. Kol ben Nechar Arel Lev v'Arel Basar. Right? Arel lo yavo al Mikdashi. You see, the Arel can't go in. So maybe this is where the Rama gets it from, because it just says lo yavo al Mikdashi. A lot of the Psukim just talk about entrance into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So that's the Pasuk by Arel. Arel. That is the Isser. That is the Isser. Does an Arel get Malkus? He's warned. He's not allowed to do it. Does an Arel get Malkus? So this Gemara doesn't tell the whole story. If you look back on Chavez where this came up, the Gemara says it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So do you get Malkus for Halacha Moshe Mesinai? So this is a major issue. Rashi on top. Second Rashi. Rashi says no. V'hainu Asara Midirei Kabbalah Ba'alma V'lo Lakiela. You don't get Malkus, says Rashi. Right, you look in the Rambam says you do get Malkus. Arel that does the Avodah, you do get Malkus. What's the Svar? What's the Machlokas about? So again, this is part of a larger issue, which we're not going to go into now. I'll just mention it, and then we'll see at the end if there's more time, as we always suggest. And that is Rav Chaim's idea in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Rav Chaim comes up with the following chiddush. There are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Generally, you don't get Malkus for Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, because you only get Malkus, as the Gemara says elsewhere, you need one of four words in the Torah to get Malkus. Pen, Hishamer, Al, or Lo. You have to have a Pasuk Mefurish in the Torah to get Malkus. You don't get Malkus based on an inference. You got to have one of those four words. Pen, Hishamer, Al, Lo. So Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is not in the Torah. So therefore, you're not going to get Malkus. Says Reb Chaim, no, there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Many Halacha Moshe B'Sinai are what we call a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMechadeshes. It's Mechadesh a new din. And therefore, you're not going to get Malkus for that, because it's Mechadesh. But then you have the other type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that's called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that explains, that expands, that I have one din. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me, oh, this din is expanded to include even more. If that's true, then the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is just telling me how to understand that an existing pasuk in the Torah already. So therefore, you would get Malkus for that. So says Reb Chaim, and say the acronym here, that's by Arel, that's the Rambam. Because what does the Gemara say? What is an Arel? The Gemara doesn't say, but when you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam says it, I'll read you the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, in Arel, let me find it here. The Rambam says, Ha'arel harehu keben nechar. Shenemar kol ben nechar aralev arabasar. Lefichach Arel she'aved chila avodaso viloke kizor she'avad. What's the Rambam saying? The Arel is like a Zar. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai comes and tells me, it says in the Torah that a Zar is not allowed to do the Avodah. You know what a Zar is? Even an Arel is called a Zar. So it's an expansion of what the Torah says. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, HaMifareshes. There are five or six machlokos Rishonim. You know, how do you know which is Mechadesh, which is Mefareshes? That we don't know. You got to look at the Rishonim, see how they understand it. We work backwards. There's no way of telling whether Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Mechadeshes or Mefareshes. But working backwards, that's how we can explain certain arguments in the Rishonim. Okay, that's about Arel. Sorry? Yep. In Isser Kolel, oh, there'll be Isser Kolel. I mean, it's a similar idea. So by the Isser Kolel, though, you know everything in the... it's two different Isurim in the Torah. And one is more inclusive than the other one. But the second one can still be a new one compared to the first one. Onin minalan. Let's go back. Onin, second line. In Onin, Onin does the avodah. How do we know that he's not allowed to? Dechsevu ben hamikdash liyetze. This is from an inference, right? Everybody agrees here that there's not going to be malchus because this is a pure inference because the Torah says the kohen gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash. V'lo yichalel as mikdash alokav, and he should not do the avodah as an Onin because he will be mechalel the avodah. Ha'acher shelo yatzah chila, but somebody else that did not leave the Beis HaMikdash that did the Avodah, he would be Mechalel the Avodah. That's an Onin. Omalei Rav Adal Rava, V'nelev Chilu Chilu Mitruma. Why don't you learn Xerish Rav from Truma, Malahalan B'misa, Kan B'misa? Why don't you learn that an Onin that does the Avodah is even Chaya Misa? The Gemara says, Mik Siv Be Begufe. What does the Pasuk itself talk about? An onain kohen hedyot mechlala kaasi. You just learn it from an inference. Havidaber habamin aklal. Just learning it from an inference. Chodaber habamin aklal ain't done so b'gzeira shava. You can't compare have gzeira shava by something that's not even in the other parsha. It's not even in the other parsha. Fine. Next, third, last one. Yoshev minalan. How do you know that Yoshev? So if his kohen does the avoda when he's sitting. It's possible the avodah. Kohen has to be standing. He has to be standing. He has to be barefoot. There can't be a chatzitza between his feet and the ground. Many halachas. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. Because the pasuk says, Kivo bachar Hashem alokecha, mikol shvatecha. Hashem chose you from all of your shvatim, la'amod l'shares, to stand and to serve. So the Gemara darshins, la'amida bachartiv velo liyeshiva. I have chosen you for standing to do the Avodah, and not for sitting. Rashi, for some reason, third skinny line, below the yeshiva, what does Rashi say? Kiva delo nivchar, havilei kizar. Another one Rashi says. If you do the Avodah when you're sitting, you're like, that's the Isra Zar. The Ran, the Rambam both say, no, it's a psul yoshev. Doesn't say anything about a Zar here. But Rashi, for some reason, connects it. This is also Zaris. What's the definition of a Kohen? A Kohen is a male, circumcised, standing Kohen. That's what Rashi says. That's what a Zar is. A male, circumcised, standing Kohen. Maybe a male, circumcised, wearing the special clothes, standing Kohen. Right? You got to throw in all of the definitions of Zohar, right? Zohar doesn't mean a non-Kohen. There's a lot more that's there, and Rashi says Amid is also. Balmum, next, what about a Balmum? If a Balmum does the Avodah, Rabbi Omer B'misa, V'chamom Rasara, get machlokas. Whether it's a Daraisa, but how bad? My time at the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that if a Balmum does the Avodah, he gets chayav misa? Tachsiv, Allah echal ela parochas, lo yavo v'chulu, v'yolav chilu chilu mitruma, malahalan b'misa, afkan b'misa. So Rebbe learns it as a gzera shava. V'nelav chilu chilu minosar, why doesn't he learn it from nosar, malahalan b'kares, afkan b'kares? So Gemara answers, as we had yesterday, mistavar mitruva havelel melef. No, look, oh, it's better to learn Balmum. If a Balmum does the Avodah, from a Tame person who eats Truma, they're more parallel. Why? Shekein psul haguf mi psul haguf. If I'm Tame, or if I'm a Balmum, they're both psul haguf. So Gemara says, Adrabi, mi nosar a little melev. Nosar is better. Why? Shekein, Kodesh, Nosar, and Balmum, both are in the base of Migdash. Pinim, they're inside, Pigel of Nosar, and Karbanos are shayach to them. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. And there's more for Nosa there, so you can't say the other one wins. So, Elami Tame Shashimesh, you learn out a Balmum from a Tame. Gomar Psul Haguf, Psul Haguf. And there, the connection is, they're both Psul Haguf. And Kodesh Pnim Pigel Venosar. Mi Kodesh Pnim Pigel Venosar. So they're compared in all of these levels. Because now you have something in the base of Migdash, so they are exactly parallel. So that's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe says a Balmum that does the Avodis Chayim Misa. V'rabanan, Amar Kra, Bo, below Lubamum. No, Drasha, Bo, only he is Chayim Misa, but not a Bamum who is B'Chayim Misa. Remember the Rambam we mentioned yesterday, who counts two separate losases. A Balmum that does the Avodah, a Balmum Kavua, a permanent Balmum, and a Balmum Over, a temporary one. Two separate Isurim, as if to say there are two different ideas here. Maybe a Balmum Kavua is more of a din, like we've been talking. Maybe a Balmum Kavua is a din in the Kohen. You're lacking in your Kedushas Kahuna because you have a permanent Mum. So maybe that's also like a Zar kind of thing. Mashenki, maybe if it's a Balmum Over, it's hard to say that's a din in the Kohen. That ruins the person. He has a broken leg, so he's going to get better in a few weeks. That might be more of a din in the Avodah. You can't do the Avodah when you're not perfect. So maybe that's lumdus behind the fact why the Rambam counts it as two. Maybe one's more of a din in the Kohen and one's more of a din in the Avodah. Possibility. Weiter. Hizid b'me'ila. The last case mentioned in the Braisa. If somebody does Mi'ilah, violates Mi'ilah b'meisid. Rebbe Omer b'misa v'cham Omer b'asara. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say chay misa? Omer Rebbe Avo, gamar chet chet mi truma. Xira shava from truma, malahalam b'misa, just like a tummy person who eats truma gets misa, afkan b'misa. Rabbanan Amri, amakra bo, velo b'mi'ilah. Right, they are excluded. Period. Zar shishimish b'migdash, a zar, that works in the base of Migdash. So now we're going back. We're going back to our Mishnah. Not the Brisa, right? Remember the last line of the Mishnah, back on Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Pei Aleph Amid Beis. I'm sorry. Yeah, Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Bottom Mishnah, we have a Machlokas. Azar, if Yisrael does Avodah the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Machlokas. Rebbe Akiva says Chenek, and the Chachamim say Misa B'dei Shemayim. That was the Machlokas. Chenek or Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Tanya, Rebbe Yisrael Omer, Nemar Kan Vazarek Reb Yumas, the Nemar Lahalon, it says here, the Zar cannot... The Tzar cannot do the avoda, and he will die. V'nemar lahalon, it says by Adas Korach, kol hakareva kareva l'mishkan Hashem, you must. Malahalon b'dei shemayim, just like Adas Korach died with a fire from heaven. Afkan b'dei shemayim, so to hear b'dei shemayim, like the second sheet in our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Nemar kan v'azarek rev, you must. It says here v'azarek rev, you must. V'nemar lahalon, and it says later on by a Navi Sheker, v'anavi ahu o chole machlom ahu, you must. Malahalan beskilav kan beskila. So again, the same yumas, so skila. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, a third shita. Malahalan bechenek, afkan bechenek. Three shitas. Chenek, skila, or misa b'dei shemayim. Three shitas. But my kamiflagir, Rabbi Shav, Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlokas about between the first two opinions? Why do they argue? So, Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva learns it from Navi Sheker. Why? Dun yumas mi yumas, ve dun yumas mi yamus. Look at the words. Get the exact parallel words, right? And if you don't want to, you doesn't want to learn it from Korach, because that's Yamus, not Yumas. It's a different word. Rabbi Yishmael Savar, no. Even though it's a little different word, Dun in Hedyot mi Hedyot, vein Dun in Hedyot mi Navi. Right? It's better to compare two different people who are not Nevi'im. A Navi has different halachas, a Navi Sheker. So I'd rather not learn it from a Navi. For Rabbi Akiva says, no, no problem. Kiva Jehidiach in Lucha Hedyot Gadol Mizeh. No, a Navi Sheker is not a Navi. No, he's a Hedyot because he lied. He's trying to say he's a Navi, but he's not a Navi. That's the point. He's like a Hedyot. So that's the machlokas between the first two opinions. What about two and three? The Ma'akim Ifli Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why one says Chenek and one says Skila? Beplugta the Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. So machlokas that we had earlier. The Tanya, we had the Mishnah with the Brisa earlier. Navi Shehidiach v'Skila. Rabbi Shimon over b'Chenek. A Navi. Right, a Navi that tries to get people to do Avodah Zarah. Shehidiach. The Tanakhama gets, says Skila. So that's like Rabbi Yochanan, that's like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek, that is like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri here. Ay, Hanan Tanan, Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechenek. But didn't we have another Mishnah earlier that said Rabbi Akiva says you get Chenek? Trey Tanoim, I leave it to Rabbi Akiva. So Machlokas Tanoim, or Machlokas in a later Tanoim about Rabbi Akiva. Masnison, Rabbi Shimon, I leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Brisa, Rabbanan, Valibad Rabbi Akiva, it's Machlokas Tanam within Rabbi Akiva. So it's a fitting time to talk about for a second the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Right, we have two of them right here. Right, we have Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, Valibad Rabbi Akiva. It's a beautiful thought in Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, in Parshas Kedoshim, where he talks about, right, this time of year, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva all died, up until Lag BaOmer, not Lag BaOmer, whatever the case may be. And he started again. He started again. So he explains. He says, "What an amazing onesh! They all died because lo nagu kavod zebazeh." You know, what exactly is the message for us? So I mentioned this in a drasha once. He says that they didn't die as a punishment for themselves for what they did, because per se lo nagu kavod zebazeh is not chayav misa. It's terrible, but it's not chayav misa. 24,000 people, but they died because they were the balei hamasora. They were the ones that were carrying the torch to the next generation. And if you're the ones that are carrying the torch, you got to be perfect. You got to be good shlichim. Because if you're carrying the torch and you don't have a proper sense of Torah, then all of Torah for generations is going to be skewed and off and not perfect. So for the good of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to start again. This group is not... Lo Nagu Kavod Zebazeh will be a permanent blemish on the Mesorah. That's why. Sorry, you got to get out of the way. You got to get other Talmidim. And then he quotes amazingly all the Talmidim, the new Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, All the new Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, Rosh Hashanah, Elazar ben Shemua, all of them throughout Shas and throughout Midrashim. Right? Rav Asher Weiss has them on his fingertips. Right? All of them have so many chazals, each of them, all about Ben Adam HaChavera. Because they got this message of their Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Right? Oh, Rabbi Meir. Kol mavareches Yisrael, kilo mavareches Ashchina. Habishval ruach b'pnei kol adam. Rabbi Yehuda. Kol makabel p'nei chaveir, kilo makabel p'nei Ashchina. Rabbi Yossi. Miyame lo avarti al divrei chaveirai. Rabbi Shimon. Shimon, Noach Olam Shiapal Aspel Latok Kiv Shnaish, Val Yabre Chavir Barabim. All of them, Rabbi Lazar Ben Shemua, Yikavo Tamil Talmidcha Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha. All of them, they all were publicizing this message. That's, they all got the message of the Rebbe, the Talmidim, of Rabbi Akiva, the new Talmidim, the Chachamim Shebedarom, who started the Mesorah again. Okay. Hadra Lefer Elu Hein Hanis Rafin, and we go on to the next parak. The Shaila is, what's the next parak? What's the next parak? So, what do you mean, what's the next parak? Turn the page, Rabbi. Elu Hein Hanichnakin, right? It says Elu Hein Hanichnakin. Not so clear. In Gemara, this is what we have as the next parak. Elu Hein Hanichnakin. Because we've been talking about the Mises Besdin, Elohein Hanachnakin in this case. If you look at Rashi, not Rashi here, Rashi on Daf Tzadik, beginning of Chelek. Chelek starts on Daf Tzadi. I got to remember. Are you Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Olam Haba? Everybody's going to Olam Haba except for the following people. You got to try to be a Tzadik. That's Daf Tzadik. That's where Chelek is. But there, Rashi says, first Rashi on the Perek, Meikara. Iri ba'arba misas, umefarish ba'azaluhu lakulu, v'adam mefarish, hani de'elam chelek olam haba. You talk about all the people that Bezdin kills, then you talk about who's going to olam haba. The marshal in the back on this Rashi says, Rashi is precluding saying that the last two prakim are in a different order. Because if anybody looks in their mishnayis at home, the prakim are switched. Elohein ha'nechnakin is the 11th parak. Chelek is the 10th parak. Why? Because the end of the previous parak, I'll tell you the Yad Ramah says it. The Yad Ramah quotes that in all the old editions of Gemara, Ashkechan benuschi atiki v'daiki desamchi perek chelek le'elohein hanisrafin. Chelek is the 10th perek. Bein benuschi demisnai demastisa bein benuschi de Gemara. The old Gemaris had chelek as the 10th perek, not the 11th perek. Why? Midaaskil lefrushe. What was the? We were just speaking about who is chayiv. Who's Chayev Hereg? Who's Chayev Hereg? Saif? Rotseach and Yirani Dachas. Anshi Yirani Dachas gets Saif. And then the Gemara goes into, who doesn't get Olam Haba? Anshi Yirani Dachas. And then the end of Chelek talks all about Yirani Dachas. So that seems to fit in better. And then you get to the Nechnakin. Right? Then you get to those who are strangled. So it seems like Chelek should be earlier, but we go based on what we have. Two different Mesorahs. But that is where we go. So, Elohein HaNechnakin. So that's the parak that we start off with. Elohein HaNechnakin. Who are the ones who get the last Dalet Mises Bezdin? Who gets strangled? Hamaka Avivimo, somebody who hits their parents, Chas V'Shalom. Gonev Nefesh B'Yisrael, somebody who kidnaps. Zakin Mamre Alpi Bezdin. A Zakin Mamre, one of the great Sanhedrin, who gets outvoted, but still paskids that does not accept the will of the majority. V'Navi HaSheker, and the Navi Sheker. Of a misnabi b'shem avodas kochavim, somebody who is misnabi in the name of avodah zara. What does that mean? Somebody who's misnabi in the name of avodah zara. Says a discussion between Rashi and the Ramban in Dvarim on this pasuk. Rashi says on the pasuk in Yudches Chaf, afilu kivenes ha'halacha lesser as aser v'lader as amuter. What part of if a person gets up and says the avodah zara told me that everybody should wear tefillin today? Rashi says that's aser daraisa chayiv misa. The Ramban can't believe it. What? The Avodah Zarah, if you get up and say that Baal Peor told me they should keep Shabbos. That's Chayiv Misa? Okay, maybe you're a bad guy. That's not Chayiv Misa. The Ramban says no. You have to say as follows. You have to say, Baal Peor is the greatest God in the world. You have to acknowledge that he's a God. And then say, he commands me to do the halacha. That's what he says. Can't just say he told you to do the halacha, like Rashi says, because that wouldn't be Avodah Zarah Chayiv Misa. That's Machlokas, Rashi the Ramban, right here, in Sefer Dvarim. Okay, that's on our Mishnah. B'savi Shev Avodah Kochavim. V'habol Eish Asis, somebody who lives with a married woman. V'zomameh Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen, we know, is Chayiv Srefa. if Edom Zomamin are trying to be Edom are trying to be Mechayev for Misa, and then they get to prove it Edom Zomamin, there's a special limud that they do not get Sreifa. They get Chenek. U Boala, and the one who lived with Abbas Kohen does not get what Abbas Kohen gets, Sreifa. He gets his own Misa. Mak avivimo min ala, and how do I know that if I hit my parents, I'm chayav misa d'chsiv? Mak avivimo mos yumas. If I hit my parents, I surely die. The chol misa hamura b'torah stam eina ela chenek. And anytime it says misa in the Torah without specifying, it is chenek. Why is this? You can look back on the Gemara Daf Nun Beis. We had a machlokas there, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan. Why is that? Whenever it says mos yumas chenek, is it because it's the easiest one, the lightest one, or some other drasha? It's a drasha that it has to be a misa that's not visible on the outside. Ema ad kotele mikdal. Ask the Gemara, makev of emo, how do you know that means to kill you? Maybe, how do it mean to hit your parents? Maybe it means to kill your parents. Makev. Lo sakadaitach, right? No. Where it says, sakadaitach, could you have such a possibility? Kotel chad besayif of bechenek. What if you kill anybody else, you get sayif? If you kill your father, you only get chenek? That's what makev is talking about? What, if you kill your father, it's going to be less? So where it says Hadi Chalav Adam Chenek Kal, this is a good proof that if you say Chenek is Kal, Elav Adam Chenek Chamer Ma'ikel Meimer. But if you say Chenek is Chamer, then we still have the question. Maybe this is talking about Chiyav Misa, not just hitting your father. So Ela no Midachsiv Maka Ish Vameis Mos Yumas Vixiv O Be'eva He Kahu Biado Vayamus Shmamina. Because of those two psukim, say maka and misa, it must be kol hechadika hakostam la misahu. It must be where it just says hakostam without saying misa. It must be just hitting. V'Yisrael, and once we're talking about these two psukim, we'll talk about them a little more. V'Yisrael lemita maka ish, V'Yisrael lemitiv kol maka nefesh. The pasuk says if you hit a man or any soul, diikazarachmana maka ish v'meis. If you said if you hit a man and he died, havamina ish debar mitzvah in katan lo. I would have thought that only if you hit a gadol are you chayav misa, but not a katan, because it says makeh ish. That's why you have the other pasuk of kol makeh nefesh. Because of rachmana kol makeh nefesh. Because of rachmana kol makeh nefesh, hava min afilu nefalim, afilu ben shmona, tzrichi. You would have thought even a nefel, baby who's not going to live for a month, or a ben shmona who they assumed also wouldn't live. So that's why it says ish, because you would be patur in these cases. Tzrichi, that's why you need both psukim. Should we say something now? Tosfos here has a girsa. Some svarim, Tosfos an ish. Yesh svarim shekasav b'hen ishalo. And Tosfos does not like that girsa. He doesn't know why you would exclude that girsa. The bar mitzvah, you're right, women are chayvus and less mitzvos, but he doesn't understand that havamina. There is, though, an interesting discussion, somewhat related. When we say the word Yisrael, what do we include? So do we include ketanim? Do we include avadim? Do we include women? When we say the word Yisrael, where is this discussed? In the poskim in Siman Mem Vav in Shulchan Aruch. The Bach asks, why every morning do we say Shalo Asani Goy? Why don't we say Shasani Yisrael? Why do we say Shalo Asani? Why do we say the negative? Right? Shalo Asani Aved. Why don't we, like the other words, we say what Hashem did, Pokeach Ivrin. We don't say Shalo Asali Suma, something like that. Right? Why don't we say that? So the Bach's answer is, if you say Shasani Yisrael, then all the others would already be included. And you want to give praise for every little thing to Hashem. Shalo Asani Aved, Shalo Asani Goy. If you say Shalo Asani Yisrael, Aved would be included, and Goy would be included. What about Isha? That's a discussion in the poskim there. And the Magen Avraham brings a raya from our Tosfos. Brings a raya from this Tosfos right here. That's a discussion. You can look it up in Siman Mem Vav. Continues the Gemara. V'yema apagat delo Aved bechabura. Maybe you're chayev Misa even if you don't wound him. I just hit him without wounding him. Alamatanan, why do we learn? You got to give them a mark. No, we compare. Just like Maka Behema, you're not chayev until you give him a wound, meaning dam, blood. So do Maka Adam. One second. If I throw stones at an animal and hurt him, I'm not chayiv? Because there's no wound on the outside? Ela, no. It must be the following. Yim einu inyan l'nefesh behema. By an animal, you don't need that limit. Even if you don't wound him, you're chayiv. So that pasuk must not be talking about nefesh behema. Daha inami d'yachisha b'avanim chayiv. Because you'd be chayiv even if you threw stones at him and did not have an external wound. Taneu inyan l'nefesh adam. So it must be l'nefesh adam. That is only if you wound. So ela hekei shalom ali. So if you learn it out from the Eim Eino Inyan, what do you need the Hekesh for? Maka Adam and Maka Behema? That hekesh didn't work. Look at the Tana de Bechizkia, as we've had already. Tana de Bechizkia, about the din of Kimle Bedramamine applying even by Chayvei Misos Shogegin. That's the din of Kimle of Bechizkia, which we had just earlier, 6 days ago on Daf Ayin Tes. Says the Gemara, Hani, Cholamanda Islay, Tana de Bechizkia. That works out if you hold on to Tana de Bechizkia. Elamanda Leslay, Tana de Bechizkia, Hekesh Alamali, but there's a Sheetig Supis that does not hold of it. So again, what do you use the hekesh for? So use it for as follows. Ma maka behema l'refua pater. Just like if I am trying to help your animal get better from a disease, and I by mistake damage him on pater, af maka adam l'refua pater. So to be maka adam. Di boiluhu. As the question is asked, ben maush yakas dam l'aviv. Big question in the poskim. Could a son bloodlet the father? Right, it was healthy in those days, considered healthy. So as a son, allowed to cause bleeding to the father, but it's for refua. So Rav Masna Amar v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Rav Masna says v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. So what does that mean? Which direction? V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, and therefore what? Therefore he can or he can't? Therefore he can. You'd want yourself to be wounded for refua, so too. You could do it to your father. That's one understanding. But Rav Dimi has the same thing. That's why others say maybe Avlarech Kamocha. You don't want to get wounded. Rav Dimi Bar Chidna Amar Maka Adam Maka Behema Ma Maka Behema L'Refua Pater Af Maka Adam L'Refua Pater. So it seems from this Gemara, if you say it could be both opinions are agreeing, just different drashas. But it sounds like from here that it would be okay because it's for Refua. But the question is the next few lines. Rav Lo Shavik Labrelo Mishka Le Silva. Rav did not let his son take out a splinter from him. Rav did not let his son take a splinter out from him. Mar bar breder Ravina, well shavik lebrelo miftach le kavsa. Mar the son of Ravina did not let his son pop a blister for him. The pus was hurting him. He did not let him pop a blister. Dilma why? Dilma chavil v'havil le shigas iser. Because maybe he'll wound him and it'll be an iser. The Gemara says ah ihaki acharnami. So why only the father? Anybody? Not let him wound anybody in life. Aye, says the Gemara, Acher Shigagas Lav. No, by others, the most is an Issa Daraisa, it's not a Misa. But no, Shigagas Chenek, but here it's Shigagas Chenek, period. Hachal Maisa, so what about a father, a son taking care of a father? A son being the dentist for a father, a son being the doctor. So the general consensus seems to be that the son should try to convince the father to get somebody else. The son should not. But what if the father says, you're the only doctor in the world, and I'm the only one, you're the only, my son is the greatest doctor. So the son should try to convince the father, but if he's the only one the father wants, and the only one the father will go to, so then there are heterim. Especially, I mean, if it's mamish l'sakana, of course, there's nothing to talk about. But that's what he says, because, what's the issue? Because the son might wound him a tiny drop more than he has to. That's the issue. Just like somebody who's not an experienced mohel is not allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos. Sometimes fathers like to do their own sons. They learn it just to do it. But if that happens, you can't do it on Shabbos. Because he might wound a tiny drop more. Chaval daraisa, chilul Shabbos. So that is why, that is the general discussion in the poskim. There's a very important run here, though. Yeah, we thought we'll just mention the run and a little bit, and then we'll we'll call it. And that is, what does the Gemara end up saying here? That by a lav, shigigas lav, that's okay. Shigigas misa, shigigas chenek is not okay. Right? Meaning, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a darashin miskavein. You don't have kavana to do the avera. But the Gemara seems to say, darashin miskavein by an isur is okay. Darashin miskavein by misa is not okay. It's still asur. So what's the kasha? Shabbos. Darashin miskavein by Shabbos is a misa and it's still mutter. We pass in like Reb Shimon. Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter on Shabbos. So what does the Gemara mean? Right, Beno Shigas Chenek. Right, this is even Shigas Skila. Says the Ran, Shabbos is different. Says the Ran, Shabbos is different. This is a much quoted Ran. The Ran in Sanhedrin Pei Dalid. Says the Ran, Pirshu Betosfas. He quotes a Tosfas that we don't have. Shihu Dover Shein Miskavin, Umutter Bisserlav. Avo Bisser Misa, Lohutter Dover Shein Miskavin. The Afa Gabdu Dover Shein Miskavin Bisser Misa. The Hainu Isser Shabbos, High Time of Mishum, to Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Shabbos has a higher standard. And therefore, Dover Shein Miskavein, when it comes to a Chi of Misa, anywhere else in life, in Halacha, you're not allowed to do it. Dover Shein Miskavein is Asr. By wounding your father. But by Shabbos, it's Mutter. Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Right? Many times we see Shabbos and other contexts are different. Shabbos, most of the time, has a higher standard. It's going to be mutter in Shabbos, even though it's not going to be mutter in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a big discussion of this. If anybody wants to see more, in Rabbi Sachs's Sefer Chemdas Yamim, he has a whole chapter on, where is it? In Simin Tazayin, in Chemdas Yamim, Rabbi Sachs quotes this Ran, and he quotes many other sources, where Darvish Melechas Machsheves makes a difference in halacha between Shabbos and elsewhere. There's a shita b'kubetzas and ksubis on daf hey. We don't pasken like this. It's an amazing shita. The shita b'kubetzas says, we know there's a concept of psikresha. Darvish and Miskaven, it might not happen. Psikresha is for sure going to happen. Says the shita b'kubetzas, psikresha applies outside of Hilchos Shabbos too. A nazir is not allowed to comb his hair with a comb. He's going to pull out hair. Psikresha, even though he doesn't have kavan, it's asa daraisa. Says the shita b'kubetzas, psikresha is asa daraisa outside of Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, psikresha is only in the Siddur Rabbanan. We don't paskin that way. We paskin psikresha is also daraisa in Hilchos Shabbos too. But at least, says the Shita in Ksubas Daf Hei, that it's only Rabbanan by Shabbos. Why? Melechas b'Shabbos Asra Torah. You don't have Kavana. So we say Lamdis. It's as if you had Kavana. But that's a second idea. A number of sources here related to that, but that's a very important Ran. There's another part of that Ran that's not as famous. That's fascinating also. The Ran says, how can anybody be a doctor? Aren't they scared that they're going to mess up? Forget your father. Says the Ran, how could you be a doctor? And you know, there's a big discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if a doctor makes a mistake? Does he have to pay for it? What kind of mistake? The Nishmas Avram, Dr. Abraham, has a whole discussion. What types of mistakes are we talking about? That a doctor, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, if a doctor makes a mistake, he has to go to Galus, Ir Miklat. So what kind of mistake are we talking about? So Shlomo Zalman has many limitations on that. Maybe if he gave the wrong medicine, he thought he was giving one medicine. You can't just say if he like did something, he tried his best. That's not a shogeg. So the Shlomo Zalman has many limitations on that Shulchan Aruch. But the Ran says here, how can anybody be a doctor? Right, he might go make a mistake. So he says, no, al karcha islam lemeimar, shaharofe ha mumche, kisheyite eino shogeg ela ones. If you're an experienced doctor and you have a license and you know what you're doing, and nobody's perfect, you're an ones, if you are negligent. Sheberashusu marape, kidamrina shenina rishus larofi larapos, ve eino ela mashein avroos. You do your best. You do your best. Close to the footnotes, obviously, this week's Parsha, the Ramban. Ramban in this week's Parsha, B'chukosai, about not going to doctors. Famous Ramban. Ramban was a doctor. So the Ramban says, yeah, our doctor's allowed to heal. The Rebbe says a patient's allowed to go to the doctor. So it's a big, big discussion. There are some say the Rav Chaim said it must be a I think one of the briskers said it must be a tough. So fair, the Ramban can never have said it. Rav Huttner said it has to be. The Ramban definitely said it. But either way, it's a big labedic discussion of the Ramban in Parshas B'chukosai. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we'll continue next week. Next week we have Heinel Heina Hanachnakin, and then we get into the world of Chelek. The world of Chelek. Okay, a good Shabbos.